Welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. This is episode 198, converging on DC Comics Convergence, issues 3 through 5, ladies and gentlemen. One issue apiece. Who wants to go first? Oh, I'm Chris Mosby, by the way.
I'm Caleb Gerard.
And I'm Murray Fox.
You are Murray Fox.
Ooh,
it's
yes,
true.
You are.
Okay.
What does the fox say?
Yeah. I say lots.
You say lots?
Ring, ding, ding, a ling, ding, ding.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. That is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going over the latest event comic with DC, which, you know, we should probably do Secret Wars a little, because that's pretty heavy duty. Isn't it? Hasn't it been?
Major event.
I'd be down with that. I just, my only issue, my only, not my only
issue?
Concern with that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Concern with that is that it's fairly convoluted. But that's fine.
Yeah,
it is convoluted.
Well, you know, maybe just a synopsis like we've been doing with this, because it's heavy. It's heavy stuff.
Maybe just the main series as opposed to all the
Yeah. I'm all for that.
Battle World issues, because those are... While I'm enjoying them more than I'm enjoying a lot of the Convergence books, it's kind of hard to tell where they fall.
Well, yeah. Okay. I've only read the first issue of Secret Wars. I haven't read anything else.
Missing it.
So, I'm way, like you said earlier in the pre-show, that I'm way behind on my stuff.
That Avengers book is really good, the one with all the chick superheroes.
Oh, A-Force? Yeah, that just came out. I probably have that already. I just need to look at it. Sweet! Okay, here we go. Who's going on the first one?
Real quick, who have you read The Legion 2 yet?
No, I have not, sir.
I did.
Was it better than the first one?
I didn't mind the first one. I thought the second one was okay.
Art. Well, the art's still cheesy, right?
Different artist.
Oh, different artist. Well, good lord, I can't imagine it being too much worse.
No, it's Peter Gross, I think. I generally like his stuff. I don't know if I loved it here on Legion, but it was all right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you, the writer, I'm having a brain fart all of a sudden, but he would be, I would vote for him to write the book, so, if they ever brought the Legion back.
Really? Yeah. Very nice. Interesting.
No Paul Levitz or Keith Giffen, but he knows the voice of the characters.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm good with that. I
Except
still...
he had light last macking on Superboy.
Well, that's before she discovered herself, so we'll let that go.
Is it?
I would think so. She was still talking about Timberwolf, wasn't she?
Yeah, but...
It's pretty close, I think.
Well, I mean, not that she has to be one way or the other. She could be going both ways, so I don't know. And didn't everybody...
It's right after the first 5 issues of the Baxter run, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Sorry, I just wanted to get opinion from other Legion fans.
Mm-hmm. No, we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
I went off on a tangent.
Yes.
No, that's a different comic book. Sorry.
There's what? What?
See?
No, I just said a tangent. That's a different comic book.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, then let's on with it. Who wants to do number 3 or synopsis?
Go for it.
All right. I'm not coughing today, so I'm on antibiotics. Yeah. You remember, if people who listened to last week, I was a little coughing issues. Yeah, double ear infection and a sinus infection. So, booyah.
Yeek.
Yeah, much better now. I'm only mostly dead. So, we got on the cover. I'm ignorant on who does the cover here. We'll get to that. But we got, looks like your Earth 2 Batman, which would be the Thomas Wayne version, and he's getting attacked by a bunch of Batman villains. And you got basically, these villains look like ones from Batman and Robin. The Professor Pig, you got that flamingo dancer guy, you got the one that said he was Thomas Wayne, Dr. Hurt, and you got that chick with the hole in her head, which I thought was one of the coolest villains in a while.
What's her name?
I forget, but it was from Patrick Gleason and Tomasi, Peter Tomasi's Batman.
So these aren't Morrison villains. Okay, got it.
No, these are most. I mean, some of them are stock villains. Like, okay, you got Zazz there, and there's the Joker was in there, and the Riddler. Those are, and you know, Ace from and probably King. I'm not sure if that's the same King or not, but from the Royal Flush Gang. But that flamingo dancer guy, that's like the greatest assassin, and that Professor Pig. Those were Morrison villains. You're right. From that Batman, the first Batman and Robin run, before New 52. And I think the one with the chick with the hole in her head is the one after, which was a really cool villain. I looked it up from the comic at the time. It's an actual medical thing. I mean, obviously it's not going to be a hole that big, but anyway. So we go to the issue, and if we remember from last time, and I wasn't too clear who it was at the time, but... Well, that'll be spoilers, I think. We might have spoiled it already. But anyway, you got Green Lantern. He's thinking, you got Green Lantern from Earth 2. You got Flash. You got the Montoya chick, Yolanda Montoya, which people that remember The Crisis, that's a throwback to Wildcat from Earth 2. But she's just like, she was the aspect of the Red on the Earth 2 universe.
And notice that these are the New 52 Earth 2.
Yes, New 52 Earth 2. Yes, exactly. For your old schoolers that know that there has been more than one Earth 2.
By the way, her name is The Absence.
The Absence. That's an interesting name. I kind of like it. No, that's cool, man. So you got, six heroes of Earth. You got the Alan Scott Green Lantern there, and you got which I'm surprised there wasn't a big controversy having a black Superman, but it's, I think his name is Von L or something like that. He's a cousin from the South Side. I know, it was terrible. You got the Jay Garrick. Yeah, I know.
He's from Baltimore. He's going to come kick your ass.
Yeah, I know. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Okay. So anyway, they're picking up some funky-looking guy, and, you know, I wasn't sure who it was, but it ends up being, anyway, he's telling them they're helping some guy that came out of the rubble, and they're talking to him and saying, hey, I was demons and some Brainiac stuff attacks. Unhand me or feel my wrath, which, you know, he's saying things, unhand me, vile things. Now, anybody that's ever read any comic books or watched any cartoons, that sounds like villain speak to me. I don't know why they didn't pick up on that, but, you know, they're new, so. So they're having a fight with these, and, you know, I thought he was going to monologue, but anyway. They're doing a sequel to Incredibles, speaking of.
Yay!
Yeah, Brad Bird's gonna work on it. Anyway, so they're fighting the stuff and they're making jokes and, you know, Need for Speed and yeah. Anyway, one of them has claws, which is kind of harking back to her Wildcat, you know. But she got killed anyway. Yeah. The other one. So Superman's being Superman. We can call him Superman 2. There we go. I love it. Superman thinks he can't be stopped, and of course, a couple of them use things to help that. And then Batman shows up with the flying Batmobile with missiles and stuff that he got from our Batman from our Earth. Might have been pre-52, slightly.
It looks like the Legion of Doom headquarters.
Yeah, it does. If you look close, you can see the bat symbol in the glass, but you're right, it does look like that. So anyway, you get some narration by Telos as well, as the butt kicking's going on. And then he's talking about Kandor, how they're not doing anything. So he shows up in Kandor and is telling them, citizens of Kandor, you will fight because I tell you to fight. It is my planet and my will. And they're saying, no, we're not fighting, blah, 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 yada, yada. We're not going to do it. And Nightwing and Flamebird showed up. Brainiac imprisoned you, but I am your master, and I assure you. Well, and, you know, the Nightwing Superman-looking thing. So this is, he's telling them this is no game. So we go back to our intrepid heroes from Earth 2, 0.5, or whatever, 2.0. I don't know, 2. It's be Earth 2 squared. I don't know. Anyway, it's a second Earth 2. So anyway, Superman gets a little bit embarrassed because the Flash has to save him. And he realized it was the Batmobile. Oh, I think I skipped a page. I did. Anyway, Batman shows up, and they got the Batmobile got damaged that he borrowed, so it's useless now. And Grayson's there with them. Not sure why they're doing all that stuff with him, but, you know, whatever. So they're talking, yeah, there isn't any reinforcements. Every city's on the attack, and we're back in the city Kandor. And they're pretty much saying, we're not fighting. Heck with you. Telos says, yeah, you are. And they say, no, we're not. And then Telos puts a bunch of spikes in Nightwing and kills him.
And here's the part that I understand is they said, okay, we're going to go off on this mission and get some help and get something to help us win.
Yeah.
And they come back and they destroy the only thing they came back with, which was this Batwing.
Yeah. I think that was just kind of poor writing in my
opinion. We're going to go for help, but we're going to come back empty-handed and tell you stuff that we already know, which is that everybody's fighting everybody else.
Yeah, it's I don't know. Yeah, they kind of went to all that trouble to set that up, and they just kind of poo-pooed all over it. So.
Yep. Poo-poo.
Yes, poo-pooed. That's a scientific term. So anyway, we choose not to fight. Yeah, Nightwing gets, you know, spikies on him. And all the Kandorians, all of a sudden, which, you know, they said they weren't going to fight, but apparently they've all had pistols and guns and rifles all this time. And they open fire. Pow, pow, pow. Oh, yeah, even cheesy sound effects.
Ding.
Yeah, it's ding. And he's like, are you all mad? Your city had so much promise. You failed this city. Oh, sorry. That's a whole nother thing. That's from Arrow, in case you never watched Arrow. Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what he used to say in the first season right before he killed somebody. You failed this city. Oh, anyway. So, yeah, then there's all kinds of smashy, you know, because he is the planet, and they kind of forgot that. And my favorite sound effect. In a comic. Anyway, I made sure the five-page story I wrote had that in it. Yours is a racist Superman. You could have easily won this conflict. You have brought this on upon yourselves. Let this be a lesson. Yeah, he pretty much destroys them all. And those foolish enough to challenge me. Okay, so we're back to Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. With this, you know, guy with all the spikes and stuff. I didn't recognize him at the time until later
that
on.
That panel on the lower left,
yeah.
That is pure Grell. That is
yeah.
Pure homage to Grell.
Yeah, it does. It looks like, yeah, it's great. So anyway, he's talking, don't want to be ungrateful, but hey, we've got to hurry to get out of here before the God comes and puts me back in, and you see a panel of him. He's like half naked and an extremely long chain, chaining his hands together, very long chain, with, you know, the the big bad Brainiac version in the background, and they're talking. He sensed something that the Telos fears at the center of the planet. He's telling them, Telos is as much as a slave as I was, as you and I, excuse me. But I found knowledge. Power to stop him and free you from this world. Follow me and you will find the answers you seek. Yeah, see, come on, man. He's talking like a villain. Get a clue. Yolanda, Flash asks Yolanda, it's like, hey, what do you think? It's like, I don't like the way he smells. I understand your hesitation, but I swear my words are true. They don't have any other... They decide to go. They don't have any choice. Batman says, you know, Batman's being Batman, and no matter what universe he's from, and he's saying, nah, I'm going somewhere else. I got something to take care of. And Grayson, of course, I'm going with you. And says, I didn't ask you. And Grayson says, I don't need your permission. So anyway, they go, and they go walking off. Grayson's like, look, we barely know each other, but you're not the type to leave your friends without a reason. He says they don't need an old man slowing them down. And he says, why not just pop another pill? Because I'm out of Moralco. That is why you should have gone with the others. So they start walking. And someone followed me from Gotham City. I don't think he's anyone good, so it's up to us to buy our friend some time. So they're walking down the ominous spiral staircase, which reminds me of the D&D session we had last night.
So not only did they not get any help from that Gotham City, they led more bad guys to them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's awesome.
Good job.
Yeah, he's failing as a Batman a little bit right now.
He rolled a 20 on the screwed up.
Yeah, exactly. He rolled a natural one. That's instant fail. Yolanda's freaking out because they're going down in, and she's like, don't worry about me, you know. And Demios is, thinks they got a torch, and they're following him. And then, into Skitaris. Is that how you say it?
Skitaris.
Yes, and people of Fans of the World, and that's when I realized who that guy was. It's Demios, people. Spoilers. He's spinning things, the story around. I was driven from my land by a despot who wished to claim it as his own. So anyway, we're seeing some things on the inside. There's some time-traveling type villains per Degaton. You got Monarch from one of the greatest events of DC history, Armageddon 2001. That was sarcasm. For those that haven't read it, that's sarcasm. Don't be going out and buying it just because I said that. So anyway,
but it's got Team Titans.
Yeah, I know, it was great. Something's damping. They're talking to each other, and they're doing the who has the bigger bigger scepter deal, going back and forth. You know, I can beat you up, but no, you can't beat me up. I can beat you up, so that kind of thing. But our powers are being dampened. Now, I always thought that Shakira was a warlord. I don't really know that much about Warlord, so anyway, the chick that can turn into a cat is the one running this thing, and she's saying, if Demios needs you, you know, we'll get him. And I'm trying to look into the who else is in there, but it seems like I saw Booster Gold's sister in there.
Gold Star,
excuse me. Yeah, I don't know who else is in there, but there's a guy with a flowing cape. And I don't know. But anyway, maybe Booster Gold was in there too.
Trying to think. So who did we see there? Who's the guy in the green cape?
That's what I'm trying to think. Maybe, I don't know. The rest of them don't really look... What do you think, Murray?
I don't know. Is he someone from the Tangent universe? I don't know.
Maybe. It's really hard to tell. What? Maybe Rip Hunter is in there. I don't know. But anyway, there's a bunch of time travel, supposedly time travel people. The only ones I can really recognize as a Gold Star. One of them looks like the Atom, but he really wasn't into that I remember, unless it's the one when they did all that countdown crap.
And I'm another tangent here. So yes. Degaton, while he is a time travel villain, has absolutely no powers.
Per Degaton? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're right. He kept saying that.
Yeah, but maybe he's like been in the time stream so much that he's got time stream energy in him, and you know,
maybe it's the chronal energy that's on him, not necessarily their powers exactly. So anyway, so we see that. It says, with every alarm, it's better to be safe than sorry. They're putting him in this big fluffy bubble thing. Good stuff. So we're back to the not-so-dynamic duo. Earth 2 Dick Grayson and the Thomas Wayne. Batman with the dead Batmobile. And a bunch of cars show up, and a guy on a motorcycle. And Batman's saying, whoever they are, we have to consider everyone hostile. And just like they followed the Batmobile out of the city. Why do you think they're a threat? So basically, and that's when they show up. Professor Pig's the first one out. Anybody read the Grant Morrison Batman and Robin? I think he was in Ben and other stuff. But one of the gruesomer villains that he created. So yeah, you see, he gets out of the car and he's got blood all over him. You're different. I don't know you. And, Grayson's like, okay, I see your point. You're not our Batman, but we will kill you just the same. Professor Pig says, and you know, that's where you see all those villains we were talking about that are on the cover. And then, Man Bat grabs, Grayson, flies off with him. And then, they're all attacking. Now, Flamingo, I called him Flamingo Dancer, so that's actually was his name. But anyway, he was like this really badass assassin, and they're all, you know, he's starting to, Batman is thinking, he's like, our Batman would never be stupid enough to turn his back on Flamingo. It's like, means nothing except I can use your expectations of how to fight him against you. So anyway, he's kicking their asses somewhat, but Zazaz gets a good, stab on the side, and he starts bleeding out. That's a real, really, really bad spot to get stabbed. So anyway, they're doing their pontificating, and you know, all the bats hibernate, Batman. Prepare for your eternal slumber. And they start, you know, anyway, he's still fighting them pretty good. So Dr. Hurt is, you know. And it's like, so Batman pulls something out of his deal and says, you'll never hurt another Wayne again, and clicks it, and goes, kaboom! Oh, take a drink. Wrong podcast, but I'm drinking anyway because I'm thirsty. And kaboomy, he blows them all up except for the Man-Bat and Grayson. And something kills the Man-Bat. So, okay, now Grayson's going into reporter mode. And he's saying, at the end of his life, Thomas Wayne did best he could do to make things right. He reconciled with his granddaughter, the Huntress, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it was kind of silly dialogue. He's talking about being a father, it'd be time to honor his sacrifice. And then, oh, yeah, he got, all of a sudden, bang, and it's a scene from The Killing Joke, and it's the Joker, and he's done the same thing to Grayson as he did to Barbara, and he can't feel his legs. I can't feel my head. And it's, you know, you're not Batman. There's something back to you, something so familiar, something I like. And he's, you know, going on how he's going to torture him and blah, 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 blah. And that's when Telos shows up. I like this line, though. Telos shows up, comes up behind him and just, like, grabs him and snaps his neck and kills him. Telos says, vile creature, a plague in every timeline. So Grayson's sitting there, and he's bleeding out and can't feel his legs, even though he was able to sit up, apparently, and kneel. You came to kill me. What are you waiting for? Telos is telling him, no, you tell me, where are your friends? And he's about to punch him in the face. Well, there's flames everywhere. Jeff Kingrider, Steve.
Flames coming from
so,
me.
Anyway. Yeah, Superman, created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, by special arrangement with the Jerry Siegel family. No Bob Kane, Batman by Bob Kane in there, I saw this time. They don't do that anymore. So anyway, it's the name of the name of the issue was Dive Bomb.
So, the Telos gets handy.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go.
I like this Steven Segovia's art.
Yeah, I kind of like the art too.
Growing on me. Mm-hmm. I was not a fan initially, but it's become better. I like some of his little subtle, where there's ripples in people's clothing and things like that. It's nice. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You're fine.
A little forward momentum in this issue.
Yeah, actually.
The Joker gets his neck broke by a pumped up Telos. He looks very Bane. His arms look very Bane-like in that panel.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe. I will kill you! Oh, wait a minute. That's different Bane. Sorry. Mm.
Yes. Very different.
I need to see Mad Max now. So.
Yes, I must see it as well. I might sneak off and do that today. I don't know. We'll see.
That was number three.
Yes.
Rory, do you want to do number four, or shall I do number four?
I can do number four.
Go for it. You go for it.
Alrighty. So, let me see. We open up here with Dick getting, having a great big conversation with Telos. And really, Telos is, they're just having a discussion about, you know, why the convergence is important.
Sales, man, sales. No, I'm just
kidding. Sales do not come into this conversation.
Oh, sorry.
Not this comic, apparently.
No, it's like a, it's a kind of a recap, just kind of resetting the, letting everyone know that the cities have to fight. One will survive. This is what Brainiac wants, and so Telos is going to do whatever Brainiac wants.
Brainiac wants, Brainiac gets.
Totally. And he wants the Earth 2 folks to fight for their right to live. So he gives like Dick like a, I guess some sort of like silver.
It's like that stuff that was covering them when they came through the portal.
Yeah, it's like some sort of, anyway, what it's doing is really just allowing Dick to move around for the rest of the series, so he's not going to be he's not going to be wheeling around in like a little wheelchair for the rest of Convergence. He's going to have this Telos suit on that will allow him to move about freely. I'm sure by the end of Convergence, that suit will vanish and he'll be the new Earth 2 Oracle or something. But for now, he can walk and move around, which is...
Walk and talk like a real little boy.
Like a real little boy, that's right. That's right. Telos just kind of comes in and cleans up, so he sweeps up the dirt and he is...
Telos is going to use him as a point of view character, I think, or something, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Telos cleans up, he sweeps up, gets rid of all the villains, sucks them into the planet, and then moves on with Dick to go find the rest of... the people on the planet, I guess. And then we hit up with the Earth 2 folks who are following Deimos, and Deimos is continuing to let them know that the world is under the rule of this horrible warlord.
Called the Warlord.
Called the Warlord. See, he's telling the truth about that. both Alan's Scott and Yolanda are feeling that the world is slightly different. Like the red and the green energies are similar to what they know, but kind of weird. And Deimos just explains that Skartaris is a place that all sorts of lost animals and people have found their way into. So there's like dinosaurs and pterodactyls and super science things going on in this place. So so their powers are a little wonky, and that's just the way it's going to be. Now, the JSA are not quite sure that they're on the right side. Yolanda doesn't quite trust Deimos still, and the others are still kind of questioning it, but they're willing to go along with it at this point because, you know, they want to free the world, they want to get back to Earth 2 or find some place for home.
Any Earth will do.
Any Earth will do. Exactly. So they kind of fight their way towards the main castle of Skartaris, fighting just some general, you know, general soldiers and some dragons and some
lizard men.
Dinosaurs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As you do in these strange creature worlds. Yeah.
Not Slee Stacks, though. That's a wholly different thing.
That's a totally different world. Inside the castle, you've got, I think it's Mariah. I think that's what her name was.
No idea.
Mariah and Machiste. That was a name I could only say in my head. I could never say it out loud. Uh-huh. Machiste, I guess. Anyway, they're both allies of the Warlord.
Isn't that the one with that doesn't have hands? He's got, like, swords on his stumps?
I think he's got one hand and one...
swordy stump?
Like, swordy stump ball thing. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Anyway, gotcha. They're wondering where the warlord is, and conveniently enough, when you turn the page, you find out that the warlord is off fighting lizard creatures with his.
I am going to get wife? All those issues somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, they're battling. They're battling and smooching and battling and smooching, which is the way they roll, you know.
Yeah.
They're
and
fighting.
Then they climb on their horses.
And then they ride off on horses. That's right. That is right. They're making their way back to the castle slowly, and then we get sort of a scene where we get to check in with all the other worlds. They're all kind of fighting for their right to live, and we see various super teams and various super people, and we just kind of check in real quickly. But nothing important, but we just see that they're all kind of fighting at this point to survive. So this is like week 4, so we're just at the end of the first month. So we've had a chance to see like all 4 weeks of the first issues of the Convergence miniseries. So this is just kind of popping in and giving us little glimpses of what's going on there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We get to see Superman and Superboy, Kingdom Come Superman. Is that it? I didn't pick up that one.
Yeah.
And it is.
The cool Superboy. And
I'm looking forward to that Superboy getting his butt kicked. I never did like
it. Stop that.
Sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. That's just how I feel.
First of all, leather jacket. Second of all, he's got cool sunglasses. Thirdly, he's from Hawaii. You can't not like that. He's way better than whiny, torn t-shirt Superboy.
Well, I have to disagree to agree to disagree on that one. You know, I never liked that one.
No, there's no argument. Whiny, torn t-shirt Superboy is just lame. No, there's okay.
Well, if I was to have any Superboy, it would be the... Besides being Clark Kent's Superboy from, you know, Legion, it'd have to be the one that was on the Young Justice cartoon. Now, I like that one. That was a good one.
Yeah, he's all right, too.
Okay.
Anyway. He's all right, too. I think we see, like... Is that maybe the Earth 3 Legion there? Maybe?
Where? Fighting.
There's some guy with, like, a yellow flaming triangle on him.
Oh, no, that's Gen 13.
Okay. Well, you know, another team. Anyway, it's not important. It's like a panel. It's a panel, and it's really not important. If you've been reading the minis, you've probably had more.
Yeah, I've got it. I'm way behind on reading those, too.
Oh, yeah, right.
Catwoman versus Kingdom Come Batman. You have Princess What's-Her-Name from the... Lord Bolt and Lady, what's her name?
Oh, that's right. They had an issue, didn't they?
Yeah, fighting again a Kingdom Come character, Kingdom Come Green Lantern.
Yes.
No, it's not Kingdom Come Green Lantern. I'm wrong. I'm sorry, it's Parallax.
Is it? Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And then for some reason, Aquaman and Martian Manhunter are doing powerlifting.
Yes, I noticed that. Maybe they're just saving somebody. We'll have to assume that.
I think
possibly.
I think JLA Detroit era, but
yeah.
Alrighty. So then we get back to the battle. The Earth 2 folks are fighting the Warlord folks, and you know, they're fighting. And then we pop inside the castle where we see Shakira talking to the Time Masters.
Those hips don't lie.
Yeah, sorry.
Different Shakira.
Yes. And we see... What do we see? We still see Degaton. We see... Extant, maybe?
Kronos.
And Kronos. Yeah, he's up in the back there, and we see,
Is that Time Trapper over on the right?
It is Time Trapper.
Very well may be. Yeah. Hourman.
Hourman's in there, yeah.
Oh, that Black Beetle from that Booster Gold run.
Ugh,
doing all that crap.
Yeah, he's in there, too. So we got all these time people.
Who's the one in the front, though? The armored guy.
That one I don't recognize. I
have no clue. You would think, since he's given such a prominent spot, that we should know who he is,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, I don't recognize that one.
Let's call him Earth TV Adam.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, then. That is.
You know, that's kind of like what the suit looks like. Kind of. I don't know.
Yeah, it does. That's what I was thinking of when I was looking at it.
It's Brandon Routh.
Anybody, yeah, anybody watching The Arrow, you would know what we're talking about. Very interesting ending to that series, too, by the way.
I have to get caught up. Yes. So Shakira is telling them that they have to, she'll let them out if they agree to fight with with the warlord. And they're like, we're not fighting with anyone. Let us out, because we don't want to be prisoners. And then next major event, we get into the castle and we see Deimos and, what's her name? Yolanda. I think it's Yolanda.
She's climbing walls.
Yeah, Yolanda has kind of like followed along behind him, and they're starting to form like a bit of a bond here. So Deimos is saying, join me, join me.
The women always go for the bad boys.
Well, I think she's got a little more on the ball here. She's like, yeah.
She's going to double cross him, huh? I see.
Yeah. Well, she's straight up crossing him. Yeah, she's like, my instincts are that you are bad. So she jumps at him, and he kind of throws her aside and says, Deimos is kind of revealing himself here to be the big bad wannabe. He's going to take down Brainiac, and he's going to take down Telus, and he's going to leave. He's going to take everything for himself. And that's when he pops up to Shakira. And he finds all the time warp people stuck there, and he's like, that's right. He's like, yeah. Shakira, I want these dudes. They have a bit of a fight.
So who else will we see this time? There's Kronos.
I don't know if there's anyone new. I don't know who the green guy is.
Oh, maybe one of them's a Wave Rider?
Oh, I would expect Wave Rider to be in there somewhere.
I think that's the one that's like drawn like a female, maybe, and it's, I don't know, anyway.
Maybe.
Nade.
I think we get Rip Hunter down at the bottom there.
I think that's who they're supposed to be, yeah.
Yep. Anyway, he tells Shakira she doesn't have to die, she just has to give up all these time-travel-y dudes. But of course she fights. And they fight, and they fight, and in the end, the Earth 2 folks get inside the castle. They find Yolanda, they find Shakira, they're both still alive. And we learn that Deimos has kind of sucked all the time energy out of the time creatures into himself. So he's now even more powerful than he was before. And sets himself up right up against the Earth 2. So there's going to be a battle between the Earth 2 heroes and Deimos. And at this point, Warlord is still galloping towards the castle. He's getting closer and closer. And then Telos and Dick Grayson appear in the castle. And they set themselves up against Deimos 2. And Deimos is like, well, before we do our little battle thing, there's somebody you got to meet here. Somebody I'm going to release or could release, and we find out that Brainiac is in sort of like an energy prison, and Deimos is set to release him. Boom, boom, boom. Cliffhanger.
Free me and you shall have it.
That's right. Brainiac is like, give me whatever you want. Or I will give you whatever you want. You just let me out, and then we're all good.
Did anybody notice that the thing he's in looks like a T-sphere?
It does. I don't think that's by accident.
I don't think it is either.
Not Mr. Terrific.
God, look at all the inkers on this issue.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 mm-hmm. inkers. Good golly, Miss Molly.
Yeah. You want to get this out.
Apparently so.
I don't mind. I mean, honestly, I've said all along, as long as they're on time, it doesn't matter if they change artist issue to issue.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't matter to me either. All right, Caleb, you're up.
This was the issue that turned me around in this series, number four.
Yeah, I have to admit. It was like, whoa, wasn't expecting that one.
It's much better than me.
I've been enjoying it so far. I thought the third issue, the third issue was kind of weak. But, the other ones, the rest of the stuff that I've read, I've enjoyed. It's a weirdly paced miniseries. Mm-hmm. And it's structured kind of weird. Like, I don't know if I would have... It's been so Earth 2 heavy for, like, the first five or six issues, and then suddenly it shifts.
Yep.
And I wonder if maybe they could have... I don't know. Maybe they should have done, like, a prequel miniseries and then a four-issue miniseries. Or, I don't know. It's weird. I'm enjoying it, but it's weirdly paced and structured. Like, you think you're getting one thing, and then... Well, I thought I was getting, like, a DCU crossover thing, but really it was an Earth 2 thing, and then they kind of fold the Warlord stuff in there, and then, like, it's not until issue 6 or 7 that things really become full-on New 52 DC stuff. And then even that kind of feels weird. Like, I'm enjoying it, but it's a weird-feeling miniseries. It's kind of – it's weird.
All the tie-in issues, they didn't even mention the main series until a lot of the number two issues started coming
in. Exactly. Yeah.
Follow this in Convergence number 6 or number 7 even. So that's you're absolutely right. The little tie-in series didn't tie in fact, until month 2.
Yep.
And even then, they barely. Like, I mean,
it's Red Skies. Lots of red skies.
Red skies.
I mean, for them to say, go check out issue 6 or 7, really, if you're checking them out, all you're going to see are those characters kind of bounce around in the background. Like, it's not a cliffhanger like you must find out. It's like here's where they're going to show up next, and the story's kind of continuing. I mean, fine. Like, it is what it is. It's just a weird little placeholder miniseries.
Mm-hmm. It is. And we get to number 5 of the placeholder miniseries, Convergence number 5. We have a very cool cover with Deimos and Warlord having it out on the back of a Triceratops of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Like you do.
Done by fan favorite Andy Kubert.
Glad to see him.
And one of the alternate covers is a cool sketch cover of Cyborg. And one of the absolute coolest cover I've seen in the longest time is this Batman 66 with Damian Wayne busting out like in the original appearance of Robin cover.
Oh, really? Oh, I'll have to find that somewhere.
It's very cool. It's Adam West Batman holding the circle.
Whatever you call those things. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And then Damian Wayne is busting out through it. It's really very awesome. So if you get a chance to check out that cover, and then another one by Tony Daniel with Deimos and Telos fighting with Brainiac in the background. And we are now in the medieval realm of Skartaris. And Telos is like, oh my god, what have I done? I cannot believe this. I totally screwed up. And he's afraid, and he has summoned my creator. And in the background, we get that shot of Brainiac inside. It is clearly a T-sphere. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't turn out to be a T-sphere, then it's very lazy.
Yes.
Take advantage of it. And Telos is telling Deimos, go free Brainiac, or he says, no, I think so. I'm going to take him. I'm going to steal all his brain knowledge. He says, Telos says, I am this world given life and sentience by Brainiac Deimos. My true name is Telos. Like, no, it is not. And we get a...
Your name is Freedon Nad is what your name is.
What?
Get to his true origin, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay, And we, Brainiac's all, free me, Telos. No, Brainiac. Telos will never do anything for you again once he remembers not only what he is, but who. And we get inside Telos' head, and there's some, he's a warrior a la, like in Sword of the Atom, and he's a warlord, and he's shooting blood beasts and the blood moon, he says, and yes, you remember Brainiac's arrival. And we get totally a Silver Surfer moment.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what Silver Surfer's real name
is.
Oh,
Norrin Rad. Norrin Rad.
I said Freedon Rad, didn't I? Yeah, I meant Norrin Rad. Sorry.
Norrin Rad. That's why I had no idea what you were saying.
Yeah,
so,
that makes sense.
And Brainiac takes on Telos as his, basically his Silver Surfer. Totally the Silver Surfer origin. There's no question about that.
Very, 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 that's, hopefully they say it's an homage, because it's, that or it's just an out-and-out steal. But
yeah,
anyway.
Like, oh, we don't, as all the comic fans reading this, we do not know Silver Surfer's origin. And thus Telos was born. My name, who am I? Telos is like us. He's nothing like us, Dick, says Alan Scott to Earth 2 Dick Grayson. He's the last survivor of his world, Lantern. He's being manipulated just like us. Dick, wait. You know, they got to change his name sometime.
Richard. Yeah, they need to call him Richard every once in a while.
But he can help us, says Dick.
He can help us hang 10.
And Warlord is still riding up to the castle, a la Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where they keep coming over the hill and coming over the hill and coming over the hill.
And Lizardmen.
Yep, and then they
That's
get attacked
kind
by
of
more.
How Skartaris works.
It
Skartaris is all like weird time pockets and stuff. So, you know.
Oh, it's the island from Lost. Got it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Smoke monster.
All right, so Travis Morgan and his half naked wife get attacked. She gets knocked off the horse.
I mean, you know, if you could have a wife that was half naked, wouldn't you?
Yes.
See?
Well, yeah. The Warlord is not exactly wearing like a tuxedo.
No, you're right there.
He's 9/10 naked. And she gets a sword right through the gut after 40 years of publication. She finally gets a sword in the gut. Death to the Queen of Shambhala. And Terra gets a screaming Travis Morgan moment. And we're back inside the castle, and Deimos is telling Brainiac, Telos is no longer your bitch, and Machiste tries to besorch with his mace hand, Deimos, let your force field down, Deimos. And
yeah, that doesn't go well.
No.
Now we get another dead Warlord character.
No, they're knocking these guys off like crazy.
It's like, yeah, why even bring them back? I mean, really?
Maybe that's why. He said, well, you know what?
Heroic ending.
And we get to see his still beating heart.
Bum, bum,
yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Gross.
And we... Wait a minute. Go back to panel. Hold on. Go back to page. So... Yes, he does only have one hand, and his other hand is a mace, just as you can see from these panels.
Interesting.
Was past tense.
Yeah.
And now the Earth 2 heroes, along with Yolanda, now has a hood. She's got a hoodie now.
It's cold in Skartaris.
Oh, okay. I just don't remember when she got the hoodie.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's like a scarf thing, actually.
Oh, okay. So she's gone native on it.
If you see right the panel under where you see her close up of her eyes and you see Superman, if you look back behind him where about his feet are, you can see it's like a scarf wrapped around her head and over her head and around, and it flows in the back.
Got it. Very, very fight efficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So then the heroes are standing around going, huh, there's a heart on the ground. And
what the?
Machiste's like main ally in the room shows absolutely no reaction, which I thought was weird. Everyone else is freaked out by it, but and then they start talking about Batman needing to strategize for them, and he's dead, Flash. They can't look around and see he's not there. That's his biggest concern. I'm sorry that bothered me. So forget Brainiac. This is my fight now, says Deimos. You want it, Deimos? It's yours, says Earth 2 Superman, who somehow beats the Flash over to Deimos. And we get Deimos versus Superman, and he's pushing him back away from...
I actually like this Superman.
He's a good character. Mm-hmm. And they're going hand-to-hand combat, and Flash is running around the back. Lois and Clark together again, the Titans hunted. I have seen the future, Superman. Yeah, so we get Telos telling him that he can tap into the time stream.
Never good.
Yeah, and Brainiac is telling Telos, you ain't nothing but a thing. And everyone else is just standing around. I mean, they're really just standing around.
Maybe they don't think they're powerful enough to get in the middle of it.
That never stopped them before.
No, it doesn't. I agree.
And then we're back out to Travis Morgan, who is stabbity-stabbity the lizard man who killed his wife. Mm-hmm. And then he looks up and his castle's going boom. And he gives his wife a last loving kiss, and she is dead, and he's going to return with help or be joining her soon, and we see more Triceratops just grazing. Oh, so they're herbivores. For some reason, I thought they weren't, but okay. I need to watch Jurassic Park again, I guess.
Yes.
And we're back to the fight between Deimos and Superman, and the Flash is trying to help out, and he gets knocked on his ass. And Deimos says, you still understand the power I have. I draw it from all of you, he says. And he's got a big grin on his face as he's holding Superman up because he defeated Val-El and Jay Garrick. And Telos is still sitting back there on the ground with his hands on his head. Val and Jay are down, says Jay Garrick. Not Jay Garrick. Alan Scott. Telos says, it isn't any help, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but shouldn't we try to release Brainiac?
Yeah, that is kind of dumb. I mean, you know.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Release the bigger bad to defeat this current big bad?
Yeah. Enemy of my enemy. Yeah.
That's right. And... Brainiacs, yes. Deimos, no. My mother, my sister, my mother, my daughter, my sister, my daughter, my sister. And Deimos says, your past and future may be invisible to me, Brainiac, but your present is not. And Deimos besorges Brainiac. And with you again, vanish, Brainiac. No one will stand in my way, says Deimos. And in charges... It's a very cool page, by the way. Travis Morgan right in the back of the Triceratops. Deimos! Warlord!
Wonder how he got them all riled up. They told him there was a salad bar in there. What? I'm just wondering. Aren't they usually pretty docile creatures? But I have really no idea.
There's a soup plantation in there, quick. And... Nobody knows what Superman did. Okay, anyway. So
you lost me on that one, dude. Okay. Hello?
I was wondering what that noise is.
Oh, sorry. It's the dryer or the washer.
Okay.
It's like next door.
And Deimos is facing off against Travis Morgan, tells him, hey, your wife is dead. Ha ha. And Morgan says, and so are you. And he dives at him. And Deimos... ages him, and he's old man warlord, and aging before my eyes, the tremors, everything's collapsing. Oh, these are the tremors that everyone feels in issue 2 of all the Italian miniseries.
Ah,
and,
okay.
And warlord gets a very, very...
Oh, yeah, don't
piss
know.
Poor ending. He
yeah,
just
I didn't remember that.
I know the rest of the Wild Warlord characters are like given these hero endings, and he just kind of
dissolves.
I know that's kind of sucky for him.
They could bring that back if they wanted to. It's all time travel.
Sure.
Time travel BS, right?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Wibbly wobbly timey wimey, right?
And all the characters go to escape, except, of course, Yolanda, who is, you know, her only chance of survival is to hang out with Deimos a little bit more. And she goes ahead and takes it, and they're standing over the rubble, and Jay Garrick is like, oh, is she dead? And Val would say no. And Jay Garrick said, well, we need to bring the rest of the cities together, and I've got an idea, and Grayson very artfully draws a bat symbol on his chest without even looking. That's pretty badass.
Well, he did find a batarang for a, you know, kind of a... But you're right, it is...
He's not even looking, though. He's like, all right, look, I got a bat, nice little bat symbol on my chest. Hey, you know what? Symbolic. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all into that. And Yolanda is now hanging out with Deimos, and they're in Brainiac's ship now. You don't know it, Yolanda, but you were there during the first Nexus event, the first Convergence, the Crisis. Dun, dun, dun. You'll be of use to me. What are you talking about? I'm talking about when you were Wildcat in your former existence. Don't worry. It'll be back here soon enough. So basically he's saying time is circular. And whatever you're doing to my friends will stop you. They think they will. Even now they believe they can gather the cities together to face me. They have no idea. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Can you hear me? Can you smell what the Rock has got cooking?
Yeah. Exactly.
And we get the second, the middle of the second issues of all the Convergence books. And Citizen, and this is finally when we start seeing, the first time we see, well, the second time we see all the other cities.
Ah. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Murray got dropped. I thought I heard something go funky.
But.
Keep going. I'll take care of it.
All right. So we get Parallax, Citizens of Telos, Wally West. There is no need to fight, says Deimos. And pre-Crisis Supergirl, you will have a place in my new reality. And Superman and Lois with their kid, as long as you pledge your lives to me.
You back, Murray?
I'm back. I'm
all right.
Back.
Okay, continue.
And we get the dome stuff again. I will have banished. I have banished the being that brought you all here. I saved your lives. I will protect them for a price.
Boom, boom,
we get some shots. Yeah, no kidding. We get some shots of some demolished.
Mm-hmm. It's like a scene of Planet of the Apes over there on one side.
Well, that's from.
Yeah, Commandy's. Oh,
Mandy, thank you. I don't remember that. Yeah, he brought the domes back, though, for a moment.
Well, maybe he's just using the broadcast, you know.
And this was Liberty with a question mark was the name of this issue.
Yeah.
And Andy Kubert, I did the interiors in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that is...
Brad Anderson. I thought that looked familiar. Did the color, some colors. But thought I recognized some of his work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, we'll take your word for it.
Yep.
Just and saying. I don't know who the this editor is. Marie Javins. That's a new name to me.
She's new. They hired her just for the Convergent stuff.
Oh really?
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm assuming they're keeping her on afterwards, but they hired her like specifically to work through Convergence and all the.
Interesting.
Too much stuff. Mm-hmm.
So she's the traffic coordinator for this whole thing.
She's the traffic coordinator. Yep. Yep.
Traffic
yep.
coordinator. Yeah. That's right.
Got it. Okay. Well, she's done an okay job. We have in the real world we have one more issue to go. With this, we still have three more to go.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 came out couple days ago.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to read that yet.
So, it's almost over.
Yay!
And I'm looking forward to some of these new titles, and yes, I agree with what you were suggesting pre-show. So.
You know what? Like, having read issue 6 and 7, 7 felt kind of weird to me. Maybe 6 did too a little bit, and that's kind of because I just realized now. Like, it's up till now, this felt very, like a very old school sort of miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
But when you throw the new 52 characters in there, it's kind of jarring. Like, it's not in a bad way, but they haven't had this kind of big crossover miniseries, and it feels weird to see Blue Suit Superman and Two-Star Wonder Woman and Cyborg kind of mix it up with all the rest of the... It's just a weird... It's a weird feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get used to it because it all exists now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and if it all exists, hopefully we'll get more of the... I kind of like the... I miss this old school stuff. So hopefully some of that will bleed into the new school stuff and we'll get some really interesting flavors.
I would like to see them do some old school style stories with the new versions of the characters. I think that's possible. I think that's been lacking in some of the new-
they've hinted at it. They've hinted at it how it's, you know, anything's possible. And
well, they're doing it, though, like with Batgirl. That's kind of old school story.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And there are other, like, Gotham Academy kind of feels...
Is that pretty... School. I haven't read that at all. Is that any good?
Yes.
Good. It's really, really, really good.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're getting there. Like, I think it'll be a DCU that has a lot of flavors instead of just one dark flavor.
So you think that Batgirl feels old school. Okay.
Well, like, yeah, because it's telling character stories, and it's about the character as much as it is about the adventure she's going on, right? Like, she's got a supporting cast. She's making use of the supporting cast. It's about her personal life and the villain. She's like, it's not straight up. And there's lots of talking, and there's lots of pictures, and there's, I don't know. It feels, yeah, to me, it feels old school done in a very modern way, but...
I can see that.
Okay.
Yep. That's how I feel.
I will have to look at it with different eyes to see if I get that vibe. Because the one that really gets that vibe for me is Wonder Woman, and more recently the Superman books. So.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay. Well, I think we covered it pretty well today.
Yeah, man.
So, as always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com. Let us know what you think. Haven't heard from anybody in a while, so, you know, send us an email. Let us know you're out there. Or you can join us on the wonderful Facebook page and discuss all various issues of geekiness. And we have a good time there, a growing group. And also, you can comment on the actual episodes, with spammers being thrown away left and right, people trying to hack in the site, all kinds of good stuff going on there. And that's about it for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we are out.